Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So here they are again, the end of October, getting ready to play for another sectional football title. Gabe Johnson's second-ranked South Panthers, having ended the top-ranked Bloomington North's unbeaten dream season back on Friday, 44-31. The Panthers did yield their highest point total of the year, not to mention 500 yards of total offense, but that said, the Panther offense in the second half, scoring drives of 80-80-72, Jaron Alley a 6-touchdown night, Gavin Adams a 200-yard rushing night, and while the Cougars put up those stat numbers, they got outscored in the second half themselves, 23-10. South winning its sixth in a row.
Our goal is always just to play well, and to play well every play, every series, every quarter, to play well, to not let up, to not, you know, regardless of what the score is, our job is to get out there, to get a call, and to execute.
Defensive coordinator and the head coach of the South Panthers, Gabe Johnson, off to Bullet Stadium in Seymour Friday night at 7 o'clock, looking for their third straight sectional championship, their 18th overall. Lions hosting the Raiders tonight, pregame here on the airwaves at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Sunday worked out pretty well for Todd Yeagley's Hoosier Soccer Booters, a co-championship for the regular season, and they earned the number one seed. In the upcoming Big Ten tournament, they'll host the quarterfinal match Friday against Wisconsin after Penn State tied the Badgers in Madison. Both Indiana and Penn State finished with 14 points. Both were 4-2 in the league, but Indiana beat Penn State in State College earlier this month to earn the number one seed. Meanwhile, inside Simon Scott Assembly Hall yesterday, Mike Woodson's new look Hoosiers, well, they woke up in the second half after trailing U Indy at half 27-25. They win it 74-52.
I thought, you know, to start the game, I thought we were a little tight. I thought our second unit was fantastic, man. I thought Gabe came in and got that group, you know, around him, and they started to really defend and got the lead that we needed to have.
Mike talking, of course, about Gabe Cupps, who, along with Anthony Walker, both in the plus-minus category, registered a 14. They had 39 minutes between them with no turnovers, 10 points and 5 rebounds. Indiana and Marion University, Friday night at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.